are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome, welcome back. It's Friday, and we're going to continue with the topic. The topic, true life is in the Spirit. So this week, we were in Romans chapter 8. We also spent some time in John chapter 10.
Yeah.
And today, we'll be moving into Colossians chapter 3. So we're going to start at verse 2. Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So where are we to set our mind? On things that are above. Those are things that are released through the Spirit. Our flesh, we crucify it daily. Our flesh has died. So now our life is hidden with Christ in God. So we're not doing things to please our flesh. We're being led by the Spirit to do things that bring forth eternal fruit.
Yes, so we're told here mm-hmm. that we are to set our mind. Mm-hmm. So there's something we have to do. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to happen by osmosis. Mm-hmm. It's something that you and I need to purposely do. Mm-hmm. Set our mind and things that edifies, things that profits. Mm-hmm. So in being a Christian is this. There's a transformation has to take place. Mm-hmm. On this Friday, as we end this week teaching, let's put it all together. Being a Christian, a transformation has taken place. So the world that we live in have its own sets of rules. Mm-hmm. The world that we live in has its own standard. And we are in that world. And we learn those rules. And we learn those standards. Okay? Follow here this morning. So now, the Bible, Bible has his own sets of rules. The Bible has its own standard. So here I am, a carnal person that we already said what a carnal is, which a carnal person is a way of thinking. I've already learned how to operate in this world. I'm already thinking that way, and I'm living according to the standard of this world. And now, I one day open up my Bible and start to read it. And I find out that what I am reading does not correspond with the things that I know. There's the thing that I'd already learned. So that's what it says. The carnal mind and the spirit mind, they are contrary. Mm-hmm. They are two sets of rules. Mm-hmm. They oppose each other. So that's why we need to what now? do a reset. Mm-hmm. That's why the Bible said you must do a what? Reset.
And then you one time used the illustration about concrete, how it's set. So concrete takes the mixing of the water, it takes the mixing of the sand, the ground, rocks. But it's mixed and mixed and mixed and mixed and mixed and mixed.
Yes.
And then it sets and dries. So it can't be changed easily.
That's
even
right.
If you come out there with a sledgehammer and try to redo it, you could break it up, but it's not coming back together as a strong set foundation.
Come
it
on.
Has to be removed.
Yes.
And another set.
Yes,
another framework
has
to come
in place, yes.
And then set that. So just as we get the way we are so set on our mind when it's in alignment to the world, it's possible to have that same mindset then onto the spirit.
Yes.
So, but we can't have both.
Come on,
you have to remove one
to get the other.
To get the other, there's no such thing as both. You have to break up and remove the old way of thinking, and then you have to apply the new way of thinking. You can't have both. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Just like if you took that same concrete and you tried to bust it up and you didn't remove the old, you try to patch it up some way, it's going to be unstable in all its ways. It's going to be dangerous in all its ways. If you ever try to go over some concrete that's been just patched and not redone properly, it's a hazard. It's a place where you could easily trip and you easily fall. So we have to remove our old mindset, and then replace that. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it talks about rooting out. But then it also talks about building and planting. And we all have the practical example in our life. If you have a patch of spot on your property, a little garden or a little area, and you clear it out and you don't put a new system in there, it's going to quickly look just like it did before. You go out there, you weed, you go out there, you do all this manual labor, you sweat it out. And then a week later, 2 weeks later, depending on what season of the year, it looks exactly the same as before because they didn't plant a new system in there. So God doesn't want us to just get rid of our old mind and then have nothing there. He even gives the example about when a person sweeps out their house and gets everything in order, but then they leave a vacancy and the spirits, the stronghold comes back and a multiplied force because it's finding that vacancy. So when we are going through a transformation in our mind, we have to set a new way of thinking. And that way has to be by the Spirit on the principles, the characteristics, the things of God.
Okay, so let's look at Hosea. Find that, guys. Hosea 10, verse 12. Hosea chapter 12. Hosea, chapter 10. And we need a 10 chapter and verse 12, because the word of God is going to speak clearly to the revelation that the Holy Spirit just give you, Diana, as you explain the concrete that is set and having a new mind, that you had to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
So look what the Bible says there.
Sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground.
Yeah.
For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you.
So it tells you, what does he tell you to do here?
Break up the ground.
Break up the ground. Mm-hmm. You can't, like you said, Diana, it's said already.
Yeah.
You need to break that up in order for you to able to now accept what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to work in the whole ground.
Yeah. Because it's foolishness
that's
to the
exactly.
natural man.
That's
natural
right.
man can't comprehend the things of God.
Because you cannot reap steadfast love unless you what? Break up the fallow ground. You can't. And he says, why you have to do it? Because it's time to what? Seek the Lord. that you may come in a place of rich righteousness. Mm-hmm. That's it. So to break up your fallow ground is to repent, mm-hmm. turn, change from your way of thinking.
And the responsibility is on the person.
Yes.
It says, sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap in mercy.
Come on.
Break up your
fallow ground.
For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. So it's a shift that we have to initiate because God is always willing. God is always able. Mm-hmm. We have to initiate. We have to receive the shift. And it's Jesus even taught you can't put new wine in old wineskin. You can't put an unshrunk patch on a pair of clothes that's already been washed. So the Bible tells us over and over again, but we have to actually do it. We can't just know, I know 6 places in the Bible where it says that. I know 10 places in the Bible where it says that. We have to be willing to do what it's telling us, heed to the directions that have been given to us.
So in order for me, and Jesus tells Nicodemus, you know, I love that story in John chapter 3 with Nicodemus because it's so us. Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. Mm-hmm. And one of the translations said, marvel. Don't even try to reason this out. I'm saying to you, Jesus says, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you can't mm-hmm. enter. You can't understand. You can't see how the kingdom of God works. You will never. Mm-hmm. So in order for you to understand mm-hmm. the kingdom of God, the system of God, how God work, you must be what? Born again. To born again is to change the way you think. Mm-hmm. And you change it by set your mind on the word of God and do it.
Mm-hmm. Galatians 6:8 says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap mm-hmm. corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Mm-hmm. So it says very distinctly that we need to, whatever you reap, you sow. That's a very common saying. And how many times they say, I shouldn't, but I will, but I can't, mm-hmm. but I won't. So which voice are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the one of the Spirit or you're going to listen to the one of the flesh? We told you in these podcasts that if you listen to the one of the flesh, the Bible says it's death. Mm-hmm. And the other one, if you listen to the Spirit, it's peace and life. Mm-hmm. Which one will you choose? And we pray that you choose peace and life. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
King of love, you've called my name. You gave me life, although the shame had covered me. You took my hand, and here I stand. I'm saved by grace. Father God, you heard the prayer from deep within. My spirit cried, if there's a God, come rescue me. Now here I stand, I'm saved by grace. I will thank you for saving my soul. For you've shown me the truth in your